Revelation chapter 12. He said in verse 11. Let me start from 10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night. This is how they overcame that fellow. If I may just add that one to it, the thing the devil does actually is the power to accuse. Now let me just, this is by the way, we discussed these things those days. Under what topic? Was he understanding the new covenant also? I said that the devil has no power in himself to injure anybody. What he did with Job is what he does all the time. He's like a lawyer. He's like a prosecution lawyer. An accuser, that's what he's calling here. Accuser is the word, prosecution. You know, you've seen court before. They say state versus the accused. What he does is to accuse people. Because without God saying go, he can't. He doesn't have that power. Let nobody lie to you that the devil is ruling over the whole earth. He's not. At all, he's not. He said, and they overcame him. You have to understand these accusations. He was using accusations against them. But they overcame him. They went to court against him and overcame. They got the judgment in their favor because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. Notice that word. It was a court case. Are you getting my point? They went there. There was an accuser lying to them also. This is how it works. His father has given him over to our demons. This was what we did in return. And this and that and that. And he has not done anything to nullify that agreement. Are you getting my point? But they overcame because the blood of the Lamb had nullified the agreement. Do you understand my point? And they gave a testimony stating that same fact. Listen, God is like the judge. He's not biased. You know what Christians do? They come and say, hey, my father sold me into bondage. Hey, you know, they are repeating it. So, you know, when you don't give a counter affidavit, what is the judge has to do? What? He has to rule in favor. Yes. So they don't present any counter affidavit. All they do is sit with their friends. He said, they that fear the Lord speak often one to another. Anytime you talk amongst yourself, God is hearing. He said, and the Lord heard. The devil also hears when you speak in agreement with the devil. So it's that you say, you know, we are finished. The devil looks and says, oh God of heavens, you know he's finished. God says, how can it be finished? But what do you say? He said, God, he doesn't realize that's what he's doing. He talks to his friend. You know, we are finished in this country. So devil looks at Isaiah, beg, there's no counter affidavit. Can I have my judgment? And God reluctantly but assuredly signs. And then the guy enters into further destruction. And he tells his friend, "Share, I told you that we are finished." Then Satan goes with a further accusation. He said his suffering is not enough. He is more finished than I said he was initially. I hereby bring evidence supporting greater finishment. Oh, man, that is my neologisms. And the guy tells his friend, you know, they've told me that it is my stepmother. So you see what I'm saying? I am finished. Then reluctantly but assuredly, judgment goes again. Finishing further. Let me get back to my message. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, which is confirmed by the word of their testimony. Do you get the point I'm making? Remember, we said the blood speaks. He talked about the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Blood speaks. Do you get my point? All kinds of bloods are speaking all kinds of things. In this order of this universe, blood has a voice. Very, very powerful. When Israel will sin, they will sacrifice, put a trespass or a sin offering there. And that blood speaks, and their sin is covered and is overlooked for some time. Put them on probation. They have a suspended sentence. Their sentence was suspended in their case because the blood of bulls and goats could not take away sins. But he suspended it until the final blood took away their sins, which was the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you getting my point? You see why they have done the service to the body of Christ to tell them they need a special deliverance. To tell them it is the Iroko tree that has not been uprooted in their village. That is their problem. It is a lie. Do you understand the point I'm trying to make? You know what Isaiah said? He said, the Lord spoke to me with a strong voice. He said, don't fear the fears of these people. Let me go there so that I don't quote it wrongly. Isaiah chapter 8. He said, for thus the Lord spoke to me with mighty power and instructed me not to walk in the way of these people, saying, you are not to say it is a conspiracy in regard to all that these people call a conspiracy. And you are not to fear what they fear or be in dread of it. It is the Lord of hosts whom you should regard as holy. He shall be your fear. He shall be your dread. Then it shall become a sanctuary. But to both the houses of Israel, a stone to strike and a rock to stumble over, and a snare and a trap for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. What am I bringing here? Verse 16, he said, bind up that testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. You know what a disciple is? He said, the Lord has given me the ear of a disciple, that is one who hears. Are you getting my point? One who has not rejected knowledge, but one who has given attention to the knowledge of what God is saying about him. Do you get my point? We are talking about overcoming by the blood. What did he say? That the blood speaks. We have come to a blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Do you understand the point I'm making? That there is something that that blood has said. In testimony, the child of God repeats that, and that is what overcomes the accuser. Do you get my point? That is why you know, I told you before that the greatest thing, and the worst now, that is the most powerful weapon to keep men in bondage is to take away their faith. Tell them that they can't. Tell them their country is bad. Tell them that corruption is about to kill them. Tell them that famine will finish them. Tell them that if they don't get the visa, they have died. Tell them that no matter how hard they try, there is no progress possible where they live right now. Tell them that their ancestors, their forefathers, the former leaders of the nation they've sold them into slavery. You have heard this said again and again. Our fathers have finished this country. Listen, he took away the first that he might establish the second. God always builds new things. He said, behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth. Finish the old Nigeria. The new one is about to be born. Are you getting my point? He said, don't call a conspiracy what they call a conspiracy, and don't fear their fear. They said, tomorrow is dicey. I said, forget it. Colorful and bright. And I will get there. My future is bright. That's what the blood is speaking. What is the blood speaking? It's Jesus said, this is the blood of the new covenant. He said, there's a new covenant established in this blood. Oh, we don't have so much time today to explain all these things. When he talks about new heaven and new earth, hear me, saints of God, he wasn't talking about when you have died. Do you get my point? Now, these are the things that God established. He said, this is a new covenant I'm making with the house of Israel. I will take their iniquity far away. I won't remember it anymore. I will put my laws in their hearts. That is, the attitude of God becomes their attitude. Listen, anytime God puts something inside the hearts of people, watch out, the environment is about to start to respond. Do you get my point? Listen, that is what the blood is speaking. When they say plague is coming, please don't let me read too many scriptures. Let me just talk. Listen, there is what the Bible calls the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. It said the prophets, go and read Peter. I think 2 Peter chapter 1. It said the prophets prophesied of the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. Do you know what it means when you talk about sufferings of Christ? Any problem anybody experiences in life, before the faith of God, that is the word of God, is manifest upon his life, it's called the sufferings of Christ. Especially when he stands in the face of adversity, holding on to the word of God. And listen to this. There's what he calls the glories to follow. That is, a man that is sick will become healed. Do you understand my point? He said all those things, listen, they were recorded, Peter said, by the prophets. So when you read Isaiah say, surely he himself took away our infirmities. Sorry, took away our infirmities. And he took away our pains. Listen, those were the glories to follow. I hope you are getting my point. Jesus indeed has suffered the sufferings of death. That is, everything that the devil had to put on the former man, he put on Jesus. And anybody who has faith in Jesus is reckoned by God to have ended the former person. That is, he has ended that former person. The former man is dead. The one who is alive now, Paul said, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Do you get my point? So when they say plague is about to finish people, say he can finish them all he wants. I am not dying. Listen, I won't die young. I am not Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm going to say? I'm not taking away the sins of the whole world. You know what I'm doing? I am saying to Zion, behold your God. So I'm not dying now. I hope you are getting my point. How do you overcome? It is not by shouting the blood of Jesus. No. Ask yourself, what has the blood said? Repeat it. I thought it's a court case. The testimony that can overcome, it is not like, me too, I've been doing good. No. Anytime devil is talking, know for sure in your heart that whatever he's saying is a lie. Because this is how Paul said it. He said, who is it that we condemn? Is it Christ that died? That's how my Bible says it. That he's the one that died. Listen, he is not offering any word of condemnation in your direction. What am I saying? That the blood of Christ says things. Oh, because of time, we can't go into all of those things today. But in every sphere of life, there is something that the blood of Christ is saying. And let me use this to introduce it. One, what the devil tries to do, remember I said he has the power of death. He wants to accuse so that things will go wrong. The blood of Christ is saying the exact opposite. That's the point I'm coming to. Where the devil says short life, the blood of Christ says long life. Where the devil says failure, the blood of Christ says what? Success. Where the devil says frustration, the blood of Christ says clarity of vision and purpose. Where the devil says depression, the blood of Christ says excitement, upliftment. Where it says the economy is bad, he says, behold, there is a lifting up. Listen, what kills people is what they see. I hope you are getting my point. I mean, you've heard me give some crucial examples. A young woman is not married. She's saying that her husband is an adulterer. She has not even met him. A young man is not married. He's a woman, that is, my wife is not trustworthy. That is, he's not married, but he says, my wife is not trustworthy. Do you get my point? That is, how you overcome is ask yourself, what has the blood said? Then you repeat exactly what the blood of Jesus said. That is how you overcome him. It is not by shouting, I overcome you. By the blood, the water, and the blood.
You see, someone just be looking at you like this and say, have you finished? If I kick you for here now, you know why? You have not said anything. Do you get my point? You haven't said anything. He says that there is no future for you. And he says, I resist you by the blood. You have not said anything. So Satan says, okay, I've been resisted. But remember, there's no future for you. Bye-bye. I'm resisted. But remember, don't ever forget, there is no future for you. But without even telling him anything, he said, forget it. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I have hope. The plans of God for me, they have been put into effect by that blood of Jesus. He said, the plans I have for you, they are of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The devil will shut up. I hope you get my point. Remember what we said? That the Bible said, by faith you quench the fiery darts, that is, the fire-tipped arrows of the devil. What does fire do? It burns. Now, but what I want to bring out is this. It starts as a spark. Words, James says, they are like he said, it's like a small spark that lights a whole forest, which is a human being's life, on fire. So what the devil does is to send him a small word. That's a fire-tipped arrow. The man quenches it by repeating what the blood has said about him. He said, I will not die but live. I hope you are getting my point. I mean, stop waiting for doctors to finish investigating you and telling you whether you are good or you are bad. Somebody asked Smith Wigglesworth, they said, how are you doing? He said, Smith Wigglesworth looked and said, I don't ask Smith how he's feeling. I tell him how he's feeling. Do you understand my point? That is, you wake up in the morning and speak what the blood has said about your health. They have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. That is a critical thing. And look, after, you know what they do every day. One day I sat down, I was watching CNN. Then I realized that this is an orchestration to fill the hearts of men with fear. I sat down and watched like maybe 7 different news clips. And out of 7, 6 were of disasters and 7 of confusion happening somewhere. Our top stories for tonight, a female suicide bomber ran into a this in Iraq and blew herself up, and 7 people are confirmed dead, 6 are missing, and 25 has been injured. In more news, flooding started in East China, 75,000 people are rendered homeless, and 5 people are still declared missing. Further news, reports reaching us from Alaska shows that one iceberg has collided with a ship and oil is spilling everywhere. In more news, rebels in Kasangawa in Congo has shot civilians. And then, last of all, right now there is an impasse in Germany. We don't know whether Schroeder is going to give way to the new woman, and at the end of the day. So more news for you at the bottom of the hour. I say, one can shake a barrel of banza. It no go better for you. More news for who? Me. Go punish you. Punish your camera or your reporters. Do you understand my point? Look, I'm not advertising for anybody. That is why I like Reader's Digest. I had heard long ago that those guys, you know, I used to know that they always had this positive attitude towards life. Then I think their 100th anniversary, they said that they have been renowned for being incurable optimists. I said, no wonder. An edition I was reading recently, the caption is that the earth is healthier than you thought. You know, something like that. They showed that scientific facts have shown that ozone layer is rapidly repairing. The scientific facts have shown that the pollution in the air has crashed drastically. Now, they said they admit that the legislation and efforts put in by mankind has been good for it. But you should know that it is working. They showed that there used to be 100 days in a year in which smog would cover Los Angeles, as an example. They said it has been cut down to 2 days in a year. And they explained that they are saying this so that you will understand that people just like shouting woof, woof when there is no woof. That right now, environmentally speaking, severe improvements have been made. They began to give a long list of, give a number of animals that have been taken off from the endangered species list. Do you get my point? You know what the Satan and his agents like? They keep telling you, this earth is so old, it's about to fall apart. In fact, your house is right now sitting on a fault line. It's about to erupt in a volcano. You might wake up tomorrow morning and find yourself on top of molten magma. You are shaking. The heart of men failing them because of what they are seeing around. Oh, I'm about shot 5 people. I said, you want to know? There are 100 million people that are alive and have not been shot. Do you get my point? Oh, flood kills 15. Oh, for your information, there are 100 million that flood have not yet touched. There are good things happening. There are young men making breakthroughs in life. There are young women doing powerful exploits for God and are immune to all kinds of destructions. Are you getting my point? No, we need to know. Because when you scare people, listen, they open doors to the devil. It's a matter of accusation. They begin to agree. We are dead. Yes. In fact, we are sick. Then their neck begins to ache. Then it's their back. In fact, is this my back? I hate people who love to massage their pains. You know, for 3 days, I have not eaten. Is this my leg? Ever since I crossed that red line that day. You know, the itch has become a boil, and the boil is becoming gangrene, and the gangrene is about to kill me. They will do it. And they think that, oh, quelle. Me, I'll just be looking at you like, so you were opening your eyes when the itch was becoming a boil, and the boil was becoming gangrene. I'm irritated by the person. But there are those who enjoy it too. Massage their pain. So you know this pain is my own. I love it. It's my birthright. You know how a child of God does? When the itch starts, you say, itch, this is not your house. And you go about your business. Like nothing's happening. Then the itch will look and say, look, don't mind him. He's not even cooperating. Go and look for another person who will cooperate. When you have trouble, stop looking for who to share it with. If you must share with anybody, make sure it's somebody of faith who will join hands. Where is the trouble? The blood of Jesus says. Are you getting my point? And by that testimony, they kill the trouble in your life. Not Beleo. Have you heard? Joab is in trouble. Wow. They call another person. Then they keep on supporting the accuser and putting a man into further trouble. Let me close by reading that our scripture again, Isaiah chapter 2. God said, don't fear their fears. Stop shouting, this will kill us, when they say it will kill us. He said, remember, if I don't kill you, you will not die. That's why I said, let the Lord alone be your fear. If I bless you, you will prosper anywhere. Let the Lord alone be your fear. Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 said, now it will come about that in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains and will be raised above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. And many peoples will come and say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he might teach us concerning his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For the Lord will go forth from Zion. He said, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he will judge between the nations and will render decisions for many peoples. Please, let me jump down to where I really want to go to. Verse 5 says, come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. He said, Lord, for you have abandoned your people, the house of Jacob, and this is the reason why they don't experience what God has brought for them. This is what lack of knowledge has done for them. To them, he said, because they are filled with influences from the east, and they are soothsayers like the Philistines. They strike bargains with the children of foreigners. My emphasis today is that they are soothsayers like the Philistines. You know what soothsayers do? They predict the future. The question is, how do you predict the future? Do you get my point? Based upon what the accuser has engineered CNN and everybody to tell you, fuel price is going up. That means the economy will soon go into recession. How do you predict the future? The young lions may lack and suffer hunger, but I am seeking the Lord. I will never lack anything good. soothsayers like CNN will say, you know, this recession, price of house will come down. Those houses we bought, let's quickly sell them off now while we can get good price. Stock price is coming down. They keep running up and down. Soothsayers like the Philistines, striking bargains with children of foreigners, filled with influences that are far away from God, influences from the East. Are you getting my point? My emphasis, like I said, is how do you make your predictions? Remember, the blood has a voice. Concerning your health, it has said something. Concerning your future, the blood of Jesus has said something. The Bible said we are involved in a covenant here. Jesus said, this is a covenant in my blood. And he said, it is founded upon better promises. Remember, we're talking about what the law could not do at the beginning. And the Bible says that this covenant that we are involved in, it said, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6, it said, it is founded upon better promises than those ones that the law was trying to do. Do you get my point? That is, God said, I will write my laws upon their hearts. It doesn't mean thou shalt, not thou shalt. No. It's like there is a divine attitude that I place inside them. I fill them with the knowledge of witty inventions. Do you get my point? That when they get into difficult circumstances, I give them the knowledge of creating solutions. Do you get my point? How do you make your own predictions? The blood has a voice. Use what it is saying. Believe me. Don't forget. Let me end with this. Spiritual things always become flesh. God said, what I am telling you, listen, that what I, Banky, am telling you tonight does not need you to try to bring it to pass. Just believe it and you will see the results in your life. Do you understand my point? Listen, the people that have problems are those who reject knowledge. If you have an affection for the knowledge of the truth of the word of God, listen, the devil is completely and finally and absolutely defeated. Remember I said, it's a matter of accusation. Look, it may sound like an old song, but it's a fact. Jesus paid it all. He has paid the price for redemption. You are no longer under bondage. They can plant all the roko trees and lift up all the altars against you. It makes no difference. You can prosper in Australia. You can prosper in Abuja. You can prosper in Botswana. You can prosper anywhere. Visa or no visa, you will do well. That's what the blood is saying. Do you get my point? Let us pray.